Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio broadcast. Today is the 19th day of August, year 2015, and we've entitled tonight's program, David James. Of course, the reason for that is because David's our guest. Before we begin the program, we do dedicate it to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. And I hope you did take note, I said the believing sons and daughters. Just being a son and daughter is not enough. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the great ocean there, Shumai, which basically means welcome to the program. And since we do have a guest tonight, I'm going to kind of jump around here real quick and open up the phone line for him. So hold on just a second. David, are you with us?
Hello.
David, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, excellent day. I'll tell you what, we've got a couple other callers. Do you want to go ahead and we'll do our intro here and you can introduce yourself and then we'll take the calls?
Whichever way you want to do it, it's your show.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I would like to do that. You're a first-time guest here on By Yahweh's Design, and I'd like the audience to realize that David James has his own program on Eurofolk Radio. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to let you know how you can listen to that and what times it is. But I'm going to sit back here for just a few minutes, David, if you don't mind, and let you introduce yourself to the audience and kind of fill them in a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Pastor Dan. Hello, everybody out there in listener land. My name is David James, and I'm a Eurofolk radio host. I have two programs. One of them is called Saxon's Creed, which deals with subjects like Freemasonry and the Bible, CI, and many, many subjects. It's rather a new show at this point, and I've just also taken on the EFR Midweek News Report, which is a lot of fun. If you've ever heard it, or if you haven't, hopefully you will in the near future. And I like to have a little fun with the news, because I don't think the news is the regular news that you see on TV. It's very boring, and it's filled with Jewish talking heads teaching you what to believe about news stories, as if you couldn't figure out what these news stories were by yourself. And besides, we know that Fox News and CNN and all these other, they're liars. And so I wouldn't even give them the time of day to watch their programs, and I suggest you do the same. So I provide a different alternative news. I would call it truth news, with a lot of fun, a lot of emotional, you know. Oh, I would like to mention one thing, and in case you haven't heard about it today, there was a Holocaust of 6 million Jews. Did you hear about this, ladies and gentlemen? And also, the German people are very evil. I wanted you to know. I mean, every day I hear this, and I just wanted to make sure that you got to hear that today, in case you haven't already heard it 350 times already today. So, I came about doing these shows. I didn't know I could really do this, but I'm the sort of a chap. I've put out 15 albums, and I'm sort of somebody that can, you know, I'm just do things out of necessity. So when I was asked to do the radio show by Paul English, I had already been told in years past that I should have my own radio show, and I just sort of said, yeah, well, maybe someday, you know. But it seems like Yahweh put the call in through Paul English, and so I took it on, and it's turned out to be quite a good thing, I really believe, and it's a lot of people are saying they're blessed by it, and I like the team here at EFR, and we work together good, and everybody seems to be, you know, giving you a different aspect of the, a different way of putting the message across, and that sort of gives you variety. The news show will give you even more variety, so I think you people will enjoy those, and I hope that I hope to hear from some of you in the near future. And that's probably all I really should say, Pastor Dan. Back to you.
Yeah, very good, very good. I was listening today.
You heard of the Holocaust, didn't you?
No, not today. No.
Let me tell you about it. There were 6 million Jews, and they were gassed to death. You never heard of this?
Well, are you talking about that they purport, or are you saying there's a new one?
Oh, this was World War II.
I've heard that.
And by the way, the Germans are evil people. I just wanted you to know how evil they are.
Oh, yes. Yeah, terrible, evil people. And, of course, yes, the Jews are saints because they've only murdered like 225 million people in the name of communism, and yet we're supposed to constantly look at Germany for a alleged 6 million, which we know is a big lie, and yet we're not supposed to say anything about their 225 million men, women, and children, predominantly white, that were butchered in the name of Jewish Khazarian communism. So I think it's exactly as Christ said when he was describing the leaven of the Pharisees in the book of Luke. He said, "What, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." And there is no greater hypocrites on the planet than these people who go by the name Jews. And folks, these people have nothing to do with the people of the Bible, nothing at all. They are the Revelation 2:9 people and the Revelation 3:9 people, and it's just appalling. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take these calls to see if they have a comment. They might be just listening, but I'm going to go ahead and bring them in here, David, and then after that, I would like you to go ahead and tell the folks what the website is for Eurofolk Radio, in case they don't know, and also the days and the times of your program. So we're going to start here with Correctness Church. Are you just listening, or did you have a comment or question? Is Correctness Church there? Okay.
I am here, and I am Donaldson under the name of Correctness Church right now, and just wanted to thank you for your call today. This is good, good energy, and I just feel feel nice. Of course, I am in San Francisco, but no, I don't have a question just yet, but I'm stimulated.
Okay. Well, if you end up, you do, just flag me in some way here when I open up the chat room, and we'll try to take your call, but welcome to the program, and wish you well, and Yahweh bless, and we'll go to the next caller. Okay. We've got Randy in Michigan. Randy, did you have a comment or question, or are you just listening?
I usually have a few things to say.
Usually.
Praise Yahweh,
guys. Yeah, praise Yahweh.
I am not familiar with the guest program, but it definitely sounds interesting. I look forward to checking that out. Now, he is talking about 6 million. Now, that supposedly 6 million happened before my time. I was born in 1978, so I don't have any evidence that anything like that ever occurred other than the brainwashing that was pushed upon me at such an early age. But I tell you what, I just want to add this. There is something going on during our lifetimes right now, and we should all be outraged. And these ones that are pushing this World War II propaganda on us, they talk about 6 million, folks. Let me tell you, man, since Roe versus Wade, there's been over 50 million babies that have been murdered and butchered and had their body parts sold on our soil during most of our lifetimes. And the seventh video by the Center for Medical Progress has been released today. And let me tell you, it is gut-wrenching what is happening on our watch, on our soil. And these left-wingers, these Democrat, progressive, all these names that they use, Democrat, liberal, Jews, all their names, let me tell you, they want to talk about 6 million. I want to talk about the 50 million babies, and they support abortion, which is murder. They support that. They sit there and tell us all about how bad it is to gas 6 million Jews, why they sit there and they butcher 50 million of our citizens. That is outrageous, brothers. That is outrageous.
Exactly. In fact, it's called murder, Randy. The Bible makes it very, very clear. It's murder.
It's been exposed. The judge in California that issued the temporary restraining order trying to stop the Center for Medical Progress from releasing these videos just happens to have been, prior to him being appointed by Obama to sit on the court, he was involved in fundraising for Obama and then turned around and got appointed by Obama. That ought to be illegal.
And now
he's trying to stop people from uploading videos to YouTube. That's a violation of free speech.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, but they're trying to take control. They already control 96% of the media, and they have a YouTube channel. You want to check this out. It's called They Can't. And these are Jews that are very proud that they're trying to curtail and stop free speech on YouTube. And they go and they report YouTube channels. I've been reported by them as well. And basically, they want to take control of the other 4% of the media that they don't own. And that's what we need to prevent.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yep. And I just want to add this before I let you guys get to the program. I know a lot of people may not want to see the videos, but I want to stress, folks, even as gut-wrenching and as graphic as they are, please watch the videos. Now, I know most people listening to this program know how evil, what the kind of evil we're dealing with. But let me tell you, it's important for us all to watch these videos, because let me tell you, if they will do these to this little babies, just think what they'll do to us and our children if they disarm us. I am not going to surrender my firearms. I will not do it. Our ancestors refused to surrender. I am not going to surrender. And if they want war, which they've already declared on us, I say bring it. I say bring it. They're involved in butchering our babies, and they would love to butcher every one of us. But you know what? I am not going to surrender my firearms. Death to the New World Order. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, Randy, and Yahweh bless your heart, buddy. All right, let me go
ahead. Wanted to say one thing about that Holocaust thing, and I've told this to the people on my show. I firmly believe that they created the Holocaust story because they knew when the people, population of the world, found out what they did in Russia and post-World War II Germany. When you find out what kind of atrocities were done in both of those areas, they knew that there would be a hunt for them. And so they created this Holocaust story, and they drummed it in. They got it out first before anyone would find out about these other two. When you see a movie called Hellstorm, you will find out why they created the Holocaust movie. It will be very evident to you. I mean, why they created the Holocaust scenario.
Yeah.
This was something they did because it was a countermeasure. This is what I really believe the Holocaust story is about. It's about them getting their story out first before you found out what happened in post-World War II Germany and what happened in Russia. Because they made the prisoners in Germany stand out without any latrines, without any protection, without any housing. You have to see the movie Hellstorm, or read a book called Other Losses.
Right,
and
by the Canadian.
You will be in for a real education.
Well, people need to wake up, David. They got to either worship and believe in the truth and seek the truth, or go ahead and take their fate with the goats, because that's where they're headed. We've put up with this nonsense, these lies, these deceptions, and everything else. We put up with them long enough. It's time to start taking the battle to the enemy. We've allowed political correctness, liberalism, progressivism. It's all under the same umbrella called communism, which is under Judaism. And it's time for our people to wake the hell up and understand that this is a war. We are in a war. Make no mistake about it. And as Randy said, and I agree with him 100%, never, ever surrender your means of self-defense under any pretext for any reason. And understand what John Locke, the philosopher of the 1600s, who was very influential in the forming of this nation, John Locke said this: any person or group of persons who are attempting to disarm you are your mortal enemies. Now, in case you people came through the public school system, you might not understand that completely, but when he says that they are your mortal enemies, it means an enemy unto death, either his death or your death. Now, I don't know about you, David, but I'm all in favor of them dying, not us.
Yes. The problem with our military is, I really believe, see, they work for the Jew, and they are mercenaries for the Jew, in the same way as it was when England, King George, would hire mercenary armies to come here and fight the American soldiers. He paid the Hessian soldiers to come here. That's called being a mercenary. So the soldiers in our country, they believe that they're fighting for our freedom, which is a lie, and they pray to Jesus. I don't know which Jesus this is, but it's not Yeshua. But they pray to Jesus, and then they go and destroy people's lives for the Jew, for a few shekels. And the funny thing about it is that they don't get paid very much money for being a soldier, number one. Number two, when they get back into this country, they are no longer allowed to have weapons. You can see that the medical care, all the promises that they were promised from the Jew for being a mercenary, remember the Kol Nidre now, that the Jew goes into the temple once a year and does the Kol Nidre, which says that any agreement he makes is null and void for the next year. So you know Yahweh wouldn't agree with that. He's doing that between him and his God. So we know who his God is. It's not Yahweh. It's Lucifer. So the mercenary soldier goes overseas and does these atrocities and works for the Jew. He's not working for our freedom at all. And now he comes back. He's not going to get the promises he was given when he went over there, because he's not going to get the medical benefits, the proper you know what the VA hospitals are like. And now on top of it, listen to this. They've got Muslims over in this country going to soldiers' houses and harassing them and their families.
That's pathetic.
So this is what it comes down to. See, what they're doing is they've gone over there and they've torn up they've torn up the Middle East and all these people. Now they're bringing these people in here. The Jews are importing these people in here, and they hate us more than they hate anything now. And now they're persecuting. There'll be deaths of these soldiers and their families.
Yeah, you know, there's so much stuff going on, David. It's almost a extremely difficult task to just keep up with. There's so many things that are just completely upside down. And I keep telling people, well, we need to narrow our focus and focus on following the Father and networking with each other. As we prepare for what's coming down the pike here. But before we continue, go ahead and let the folks know what days of the week you're on eurofolkradio.com and the hours that you're on.
Okay. All of our shows are on Sunday, and I'm on at 1:30 Eastern time to 3 for an hour and a half show. That's the live show. And then it gets replayed on Tuesdays, it gets replayed Tuesday at 1:00 in the afternoon to 2:30, and then on Thursday it gets replayed again at, what, 1930 hours to 2100 hours. Figure that out. And then I have my midweek news radio show, the EFR Midweek News Report, with news anchor David James. Yes, you'll like that. And that's on at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 to 11 Eastern Time on Wednesdays. And then there's a repeat of that show from 10 to 11 on Saturdays, an encore performance. Okay?
Yep. Yep, very good. And I'm hoping folks will listen in. It's my personal opinion, David, that Eurofolkradio.com is becoming the go-to place for truth. If you're looking for biblical truth, of course, you're going to find it in the many hosts who are talking about the identity message, and we call it identity because this is the only message based on Scripture that correctly identifies who is who within Scripture. And that is paramount, folks. You need to know who is who. You cannot survive in what's coming if you don't know who you are and you don't know who the enemy is. So Eurofolkradio.com for biblical truth, and then for shows like yours, David, not only talking about the biblical truths, but you also are giving the folks the news that's worth hearing and from a different perspective than the Jewish influence slant known as the New World Order.
Yes, I've replaced like 10 Jewish talking heads on that show. We just get rid of Charles Krauthammer and Billy Crystal and all those, and I'll just tell you what, I become the Jewish talking head.
Sure, you know,
but,
and
I should mention this also, that we have a YouTube channel called Eurofolk Radio, and that's where you can go and you can see the past shows that we've done if you want to go back and hear my other shows. Not only that, we have them stored on TalkShoe. Okay, so that if you wanted to hear past shows that you haven't heard and you wanted to catch up and go from the beginning of Saxon's Creed, you can do it through Eurofolk Radio on TalkShoe, or you can do it Eurofolk Radio on YouTube. Okay?
Yep, absolutely. So, excelente. So we continue the battle. Right now it's a battle of ideology and of truth. We're kind of using what the Scripture says, the sword which proceedeth from the mouth, as it described to Christ when he returns and does battle with the Antichrist. Well, we're his kids, so we do battle like our Father does. And right now the weapon that the Father has put in our hands is a sword that proceedeth from the mouth, which is basically the truth. We're here as broadcasters and watchers on the wall, screaming from the top of our lungs to wake up our sleeping people. I mean, you are sound asleep, most of you. The good news is a lot of folks are waking up, David, and I think that's why the Father has provided places like TalkShoe, Eurofolkradio.com, etc., so that our watchmen have a avenue to reach out to the sheep that are waking up. How do you feel about that?
Yes, I think there's a growing number of avenues, and it's got to be protected, though, because the Jew will try to take control of it. There's no doubt about that. And it's a good thing, because there's a lot of different kind of learning. We have, you know, Eli James, who has a very good knowledge of CI and a very good knowledge of a great many subjects in that way, and all of us seem to have a variety of subjects. I'm teaching on Freemasonry right now, and I'm going to be on part 6 of that this coming Sunday. And I think it's amazing how Yahweh's just put it together. It's just at the right time, it seems like, because you can feel that we're closing in on the end. The thing is that people are waking up for different reasons. They're not just waking up because of us. Some of them are getting woken up just by the knockout game.
Right.
That the blacks are playing on the on innocent people. You know, the blacks are out there and they'll knock out a 73-year-old man who just went to the store, come out and looking at his paper, he's not seeing what's going on, and they'll knock him out, you know. So people are waking up for a variety of reasons, because there's the other families of the earth are mistreating the woman Israel right now, and Israel being the Caucasian people. And this is a time of testing for the other families of the world. See, we're already receiving a lot of judgment right now from Yahweh, because judgment starts at us first.
Yes.
But in this whole judgment, the black race, for instance, are showing their colors. And they're not going to be happy with the result of what they're doing to us worldwide right now.
No,
you know,
of course.
About Mugabe, right?
Well, the fact that he's asking the white farmers to come back to Rhodesia.
Yes. What is that telling you? See, that told me something right away. Number one, the blacks cannot farm, which tells me that at some point they've mixed with the seed line of Cain. It's very possible. I'm not saying that Cain was black, because Cain was not black. But what I'm saying is they can't farm.
Right.
And so now they have to, when the white farmers in South Africa were there, they were feeding the whole continent. I believe it was the whole continent. If not, it was almost the whole continent. And then when the blacks took over rule, they have to import all their food now.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay. They
took the farmers away from the whites in Zimbabwe, which is really called Rhodesia. Then they took the farms away from the predominantly most of the whites in South Africa, and those two countries between them were basically feeding all of Africa. And once they did that, they took it away from the very efficient and good farmers, the German Boer, and Boer is just a German word for farmer. The German Boers, of course, could produce plenty of food, and they produced many other things besides that. But the American press, and I remember when this happened, when they were putting out the articles against apartheid, there was like a year-long period where every single day there was an article about how terrible that the whites ruled in the countries that they formed in Africa, because the Jewish point of view was, well, Africa is a black continent, so obviously the whites there are interlopers and they stole it from the blacks, when anybody that knows the real history of Africa knows Rhodesia and South Africa was founded by the Boers in areas where the blacks had given up. They were in other parts of Africa, but they weren't there because it was too barren, until the Boers showed up and figured out how to irrigate and turn it into a paradise. And no sooner did they do that than the blacks moved in for jobs and housing and hospitalization. And then, of course, the Jewish media convinced whites to support the communist-backed regimes of people like Mugabe and Mbeki and Nelson Mandela, all of them murderers, all of them misfit communist blacks, but they were supported with Jewish money. They took over, ruined those two countries. But you know something that's strange, David? I remember every day there was an article for over a year just before the takeover. And then after the takeover, when everything went to hell and there was baby rape and there was AIDS and there was violence everywhere and the economy went to hell, there wasn't one single article in the same Jewish newspapers about the failure when the black communists took over.
No, and they never will, because that's the way it works. But, you know, one thing I'll tell you is the Durban, I think it's Durban Beach down there. It was just, this is just within the last 6 months. I had a video of it, and I have it somewhere. And the blacks came down to Durban Beach, and in one day, they defecated all over in the sand. There were streams of urine all over the place. They totally devastated the whole beach in one day, and they left, when they went back home, they left 69 babies behind. Now, these people, I mean, I don't need to, I'm not trying to pick on these people, but here's what would happen if Whitey wasn't at that beach. They'd come the next day, and they'd sit right in that defecation and that urine. And then they'd, and the beach would get twice as bad the next day. And then the next day they'd come back, and they'd never clean it. And soon they'd be very sick and deathly sick from all that was going on. These, I'm talking, these were gorgeous beaches, some of the most gorgeous beaches in the whole world. And in one day they destroyed it. Now this is what happened in Haiti as well. If you don't know the story of Haiti, if you ever get a chance, find William Pierce and on YouTube, William Pierce, The Lesson of Haiti. And I'll just briefly tell you what it is the French had colonized Haiti, and they had, it was beautiful, it was gorgeous, a great island to come to. So eventually the blacks, the Jews got things going, so where they wanted to equal the blacks to the French. Once that happened, they killed all the French people off. So eventually the United States went down there and they cleaned it all up. And they built Haiti roads and toilets and blessed that nation. This is the seed of Abraham blessing a nation, okay? We left there, left out of Haiti. It went right back to the jungle, back to voodoo. The roads all went down to nothing and everything. This happened three different times. We went, the United States went there three different times and built them some beautiful places and made it a beautiful place. And when we leave, it goes right back. So this is a lesson about those people, that it will tell you that look what's happening in Detroit. Look what's happening in South Africa, is that when Whitey leaves, the blessing is gone. And they return right back to the jungle. In other words, they go right back into tribalism and putting the bones through their faces and everything else. So these people just, they're not a civilized people, and they were called the beast of the field in the Bible. And I used to feel a little bit bad and say, well, you know, that's kind of cruel calling them the beast. But I have no problem calling them the beast in the field now, because they've proven themselves to be the beast of the field.
Well,
I'm no longer sorry about it.
Right, the scripture doesn't lie. They were called that for a reason. I remember reading the stories about ancient Egypt, and for folks that have listened to this program, you should know this, but the first four dynasties of ancient Egypt, which is the dynasties that built the pyramids and all the great civilization and all the great artifacts and architecture, was all done when Egypt was ruled by Adamites, white people. And I remember reading the story that they put boundary markers all along the western and southern borders of ancient Egypt, and the boundary markers basically said if a Nubian, which was their word for a black, if a Nubian was found on this side of the border marker, he would be killed instantly. Now, the interesting thing is that during those first four dynasties, when they did that, and they kept out the, quote, immigration of these other people, Egypt produced more food, had peace and harmony, the greatest army, and built the greatest structures the man has ever seen. We can't even duplicate some of those structures today. But eventually, it always happens that the weaker come to positions of power, and they started believing the propagandists that, well, it's just not fair that we have all these people that surround us. Let's bring them in and let them do the menial tasks, and they start embracing immigration. And with immigration comes the destruction of your civilization. And Egypt is a classic example of that very thing.
Right. I think what they did was they brought them in as soldiers to protect, you know, and things like that. And then eventually things would happen where there would be race mixing. And then it became the mulatto nation that it is now, and it lost its greatness. Well, this is the same. The funny thing about the Roman Empire is the last five or six, I think it was the last six emperors, and Nero's one of them, were all homosexuals. So it always shows you what the progression is when an empire is at its end. Right. And Nero, I found out, means black in Italian. Just a little side note there. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but it's very interesting. I believe Nero also married a Jewess, and that's why he was persecuting the Christians. I think he had ascribed to Judaism. And, of course, the Christians didn't like homosexuals, so there was another reason. But the last six of emperors were homosexuals. So this is always the progression when a society is at its end. And we can see right now that they allow bestiality in the military. Now all the states have gay marriage. Yet I don't know anybody that wanted to have gay marriage in my state, except maybe some liberal freaks. But, I mean, I don't know anybody on the streets that wanted any gay marriage.
No, of
but
course
that's,
not.
You know, somehow these laws get passed. I don't, you know.
You know why. You know why. Because we're dominated. We
you
are.
You know why, yeah.
Yeah, you know why. Because it truly is Zog, Z-O-G, a Zionist-occupied government. The Zionists, who are the Khazar, communist, Edomite Jews, have infiltrated and taken over the reins of power within government, within the intelligence agencies, within the Pentagon, within the financial institutions, and most certainly within the media. And so as their Judaization of America has come about, we are suffering under the same plagues that afflicted these people from day one. Christ condemned them. There's not one single place in the Bible where Christ did not condemn the Jews. He had nothing good to say about them. And yet these lying, pusillanimous preachers today go around spewing this garbage that our Messiah was a Jewish carpenter and that the Jews are God's chosen people. And yet if so-called Christians would just read their damn Bibles instead of letting some mealy-mouthed preacher fill their heads full of nonsense, they could read the words of Christ himself, and then they could answer the question, and it simply states that Christ had nothing good to say about these people. He condemned them. In John chapter 8, he said, ye are of your father, Diablos, the devil, okay, and you do the works of your father. Now, a lot of people say that was spiritualized. Well, if it's a spiritual thing, then how do you do the works of your father? Because in the Greek language, that's a literal thing. You're doing the same things he does. He lies, he cheats, he deceives, he steals, he poisons, he rapes, he murders, he assassinates. Those are all literal things. They're not spiritual, David.
Yes. And the thing about this is that when these, the normal Christian, the so-called Christian, Judeo-Christian, which is a bogus term, they go to church and it's just easy to just sit there and let you know, they take the easy way out. You see, that's why Yeshua, Jesus, he said, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. These people are not seeking the truth. All they're doing is going there and letting somebody indoctrinate them into whatever they want to indoctrinate, and they're not finding out that they're being indoctrinated into it because they did the same thing in school. But here's the key to the whole thing is George Washington received a letter from General Cornwallis. Back in the early days of America. And he told them that within 200 years, they'll be teaching the Jews' religion in your country. And what he means by that is the Judeo-Christian religion is not the true Christian religion because it's the Jewish version of Christianity. It's not the true version of Christianity. It's the Jewish version. And that's what Cornwallis had told. It's funny that Cornwallis would have known that. He was a British general, by the way. And so he had written George Washington a letter and told him that within 200 years, they will be teaching the Jews' religion and you will be working for a one-world government. He said both of those things in that letter. And see, that's the problem with today's Christian, is they've been Judaized. And they believe what all those things you just said, that Jesus was a Jew. See, I'm going to bring out Pontius Pilate's letters on my show eventually here. And in Pontius Pilate's letters, he describes Yeshua. And yes, he's not a hook-nosed Jew.
No, not even close.
Because Yeshua is not a Jew.
Right.
It's easily proven that he's not a Jew because he told them their father was different than his father. You see? And his father, Yeshua's father, is our father. It's Yahweh. And Yeshua is Yahweh in the flesh. But what I'm saying is that he says right in the chapter 8 of John that their father is totally different than his father. So how, if their father was his father, he wouldn't be saying that he has a different father than them. So right, there's your proof that Jesus was not a Jew. I mean, you don't have to go nuts looking for it, but even Jews have written things saying, you know, like Ben Friedman saying that Jesus was not a Jew. However, Ben Friedman tries, one of the techniques these people like to try to pull off these days, especially the Jews, is they like to say that the Khazarian Jews are 95% of today's Jewry, and that they're not the real Jews, that they're the Jews in 2-9 and 3-9 that you're talking about, but there's real Jews from the tribe of Judah. That's a lie.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
That's if you listen to Ben Friedman's thing, he tells on our channel, Ben Friedman, he does a thing in 1961. He's a Jew who became a Catholic, like I tell you on my show why they always go to Catholicism. You'll find out if you listen to my show. But he went out and told a lot of truth because he was an insider. He knew Henry Morgenthau and all these different people. But at the end of his show, that's when he reveals that he's going to now tell you the lie. And that's a technique that, Dan, in case you don't know that, that a lot of people will tell you 90% truth. And once they have you in their lecture, once they've got you and you said, geez, this is all truth, you'll find out that right near the end, they usually try to feed you the disinformation. And that's exactly what Mr. Friedman did.
Well, that goes along with that. Along with that old saying that the devil will let you tell an ocean of truth as long as you let him float the lie on the top.
That's it.
Yep.
So they usually tell you, I had found this out with David Icke as well. You know, I didn't last too long with David Icke. I didn't even last 2 weeks with Alex Jones. I knew he was a fear monger. And I knew that this New World Order, it is the New World Order, but it's the Jew World Order. And if you go back into papers in the early 1900s, you'll find out that the New World Order was given to the Jews. That was right in a New York paper. But anyway, regardless, David Icke went and he'd tell you a whole bunch of truth. And then right at the end, he'd tell you that Jesus wasn't real, though.
Right.
And so that's how I learned that technique. You know, Fritz Springmeier had once said that they usually tell you 90% truth and then they'll feed you the other thing somewhere in there. So anyway, that's just something to watch out for. Because you know why they do it at the end? Is because most people don't have the attention span to watch it all the way to the end. I caught Dr. Deagle. You ever hear of him?
No.
Okay, he's a supposed truth movement fellow. And I was watching one of his videos, and he can talk around circles around you with all this nonsense. And when he got to the end, I put this on my YouTube channel. He said that Jesus Christ is not God. He said that he is just like you and I. We're on our way. We're on the way to becoming God. And you are, this is Freemasonry. I recognized it immediately. He's a Freemason. But he was calling him Yeshua and everything. But when you see this, he waited till the end of his video to put this in. When you thought the video was over, most people would have shut it off at then. So that's how you got to pay attention to people, and you'll usually catch them at the end. That's when they like to see that, what they really wanted to tell you at the end.
Yeah,
see, they
got to
gain your trust first by telling you the truth. They can't just tell you lies all from the beginning. They have to tell you truths so that you'll say, oh, this man's telling me the truth. You see what I mean?
Sure. It's just like the Trojan horse. They got to get you to lower your guard so they can slip in the lie.
That's perfectly, that's a great way of saying it.
There's also something else, David. Have you ever thought about this strange coincidence that the color of the UN flag, the two colors on the UN flag match the Israeli Khazar communist Jewish flag perfectly?
I never thought of that, but it also has 33 portions, which occurs with Freemasonry. Did you hear on my show what I told about the sickle and the hammer, what it represents?
I missed that part. I must have stepped out. I listened to your show, remember that.
Well, I will tell you about it just quickly. Is when you see the sickle and the hammer on their flag in Russia, the hammer, Tubal Cain, is a main figure in Freemasonry. The seed line of Cain has everything to do with Freemasonry, as Freemasonry is Jewish, so of course it does have everything to do with it. But Tubal Cain gave his hammer to Hiram Abiff. And so the hammer represents Freemasonry, but it also, of course, represents forging iron, right? So when you see that hammer, it represents Freemasonry and the seed line of Cain. And then you see the sickle, and what that is they killed all those people over there. It's them, it's them forging their new world order by killing off the seed of Jacob. And that's really what it means. The sickle is what is used when you cut down the wheat and the tares.
Mm-hmm, right.
So the sickle is an instrument of death, and this death was done through Freemasons and through Jews, and that was done through America, through Woodrow Wilson and people like Trotsky, who was a Jew named Lev Bronstein from New York. So it was a Jewish Bolshevik revolution that went and killed the Tsar and his family, and the Tsar, because they wanted to kill all the monarchies of Europe so that they could bring in democracy. So Tsar Nicholas was the richest man in the world. So it's a very, very interesting thing when you find out what the hammer and the sickle really represents, because Freemasonry has everything to do with the World War II. It has everything to do with all the revolutions, the one in France, the one in America,
yes,
etc. The one, yep. You know. So Freemasonry is where they bring in the Shabbos Goy, white race trader, Israelite, the true Israelite, and they get them to join the lodge, and it's controlled by Jewry. And so the visible of the lodge would be the white race trader, but the invisible would be the Jew who's behind the scene running it, as usual. So I just thought I'd let you know about that. It's very interesting. And I suggest you listen to the whole thing on Freemasonry, because it will tell you a lot about why, it'll explain why the world is the way it is. Remember that Uncle Joe was a communist. He was a communist, but he was also a Freemason. And so was FDR, and so was the fella in England there.
Oh, Churchill?
What's his name? You know his name.
Churchill?
Yeah, Churchill. All three of them on the Axis. See, they called the other people the Axis of Evil, but they were the Axis of Evil.
Yeah, absolutely. They always call the other side what they are. Yeah. Well, the good news is, David, we're in that period of time that Scripture talks about when all that has been hidden will be made known. The Scripture says at the end of the age, everything that's been hidden will be made known. And that's why they are in a panic. And the Scripture also says that the Antichrist Yahweh will put a hook in his jaw and pull him forward.
Yes.
That's symbolic of Yahweh is going to force the Antichrist to make a false move. The Antichrist is paranoid because the awakening is happening at lightning speed right now. And so they're going to make a false move. They've already done it. They attacked the southern flag of the Confederacy, which is an honorable emblem of our heritage and culture in the South. They are forcing homosexuality on us, and they're forcing What was the latest one? There was the flag issue, the homosexuality push.
Oh, pedophilia is the new one.
Yeah, pedophilia
is the one they're shoving down our throat now.
Right, and they also, just recently, some Jew writing for Newsweek claiming that the MIA POW flag is racist. So they're after our veterans, and even something as benign and honorable as a POWMI flag, these stinking, lying, communist, Khazar, filthy, maggot Jews, let's call it the way it is, are attacking.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're attacking virtually every shred of our Christian constitutional republic. Anything that represents any portion of our Christian constitutional republic, they are in an all-out assault against it. And that's why I say, at this point in time, David, if our people, meaning the white race, our family, if there's a member of my family who can't see what the hell is going on at this point, they are hopeless. Now, I hope everybody's listening. If you've got members of your...
There is good news, Dan. There is good news, and I'll tell you what that is. Go ahead and finish, though.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, I'm putting the word out, and I've told my family that. If you're that damn stupid that you can't see what the hell is happening to our country now, I don't even want to talk to you, because you are cannon fodder. You are part of the problem. Stay the hell away from me, because I'm going to align myself with the people that have enough sense and enough courage to take a stand against what the hell's going on. So go ahead and tell us the good news.
All I would tell you, I told this on my show, and it's very simple, is this. Yahweh did not let the world order come in Nimrod's time. Nimrod was a Freemason. That's when they built the Tower of Babel. I believe what happened after that was he confused the languages of the people, and then he separated the continents. The continents were once together, and then to further separate them, he separated the continents. But he is not going to let this new world order come into fruition any more this time than he would have the last time. If he stopped at the last time, that's what you gotta, that, do you agree with that or no?
Yes, I did. I caught you when you were talking about it on the show, and yes, I do agree with that.
Yes, you see, everybody, it's a fear factor. It's always a fear factor that they're using against us, because they live on our emotions. And I explain these things in my shows. But, you know, basically, I don't sit here and fear the New World Order. I don't fear Jade Helm or any of this nonsense. I don't fear Planet X or any of these nonsense things, because Yahweh's in control, and I know that we're going to make out good no matter what happens. If we die, we die. What's the big deal? So, I mean, you know, I just don't think that, I think the New World Order is already a failure. I really believe that 100%. It is not going to happen any more this time than it did the first time, and it's not going to happen next time. I mean, it might just come right into fruition, but it'll be destroyed right away, just like it was then. Nimrod was shooting arrows up into the clouds trying to hit Yahweh. That's what Valentine's Day is about.
Right. Yep, I remember reading that. Yep. He was so arrogant he thought, okay, he could shoot an arrow into the sky and hit the Father.
I mean, these people are idiots. No wonder he got his head chopped off by Esau.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, the scripture also says that whatever the Antichrist forces have planned to do to Yahweh's children will actually be turned around and put on their heads only double. That's what the prophets told us. So you're right. There is no cause for us to be afraid or for us to pull back. I think actually we are at the point in time when we should press the attack. I think we have them on the ropes. I think we have them on the ropes. And I would say to my brothers and sisters, now is the time to press the attack. The enemy has used all of its weapons. It's used up every single method of deception, lie, distortion, misinformation. They control the banks. They control the military. They control the intelligence agencies. They have vast control over so many things, and yet they still can't win. The truth is still getting out there, and more and more and more of our family are waking up, and the veterans, especially the veterans, are angry. Righteous indignation is boiling in these guys, and they've been trained. As one of them told me one time, Dan, don't worry about the trigger pullers. We've got lots of trigger pullers. They've trained us. We know how to take the fight to an enemy. So he goes, you and the elders, you worry about leadership and logistics, and let us ground pounders worry about pulling the trigger, because we've got lots of us. So good news for us. And like you said, David, I'm not worried about the New World Order one bit. I sleep like a baby every night because, like you said, if I go home to the Father, well, okay, throw me into that briar patch, you know. But if I'm here, then I was here for a reason, and I'm taking the fight to the enemy. I'm tired of watching the innocent people of this world getting treated the way they are, and the misery that's brought about by these bastards. I think it's time for us to fix bayonets, and let's go after them. And we're down to only about three.
The Holocaust story is on its last legs right now. And the only one that doesn't see that is the Jew. They're trying to continue on in through their media and pretend that it's still real and still viable, when most of the world, I'm not saying everybody, but I'd say like more people today than ever before don't believe the Holocaust story, because it's too ridiculous to believe. And you can't pass laws to make somebody believe something they just don't believe. So this story is not going to last much longer. The only one that doesn't know that is the Jew.
Exactly. Just like people aren't buying 9/11 anymore. They found out the truth about Ruby Ridge and the murder of Randy Weaver's family. They found out about Waco. They found out about Oklahoma City. And you know, it's amazing to me, David, I have been to Oklahoma City. This was years ago. I went down there to testify in a trial to help a friend of mine. A Jew was accusing him of assault, and it just wasn't true. So I went down to testify in court. He took me to the memorial. So I have walked that ground, that hallowed ground where the innocent children and the judge and everybody else was murdered. I've walked that ground, and right there, the city of Oklahoma City has built a block-long monument. And at the end of each of those, of that block, is a two-story slab of stone with the time of two different explosions. Now, all of America is repeating the Jewish lie that a truck full of fertilizer and fuel oil, brought that building down. They believe that lie. They believe the lie of one explosion, and yet there is a monument sitting in the middle of Oklahoma City with the times of two separate explosions right there carved into the granite in this block-long memorial. Now, my question is, how the hell can you have something that big sitting in the middle of a major city, and yet the simpletons in America are still going around like little parrots with the lie that it was done by Timothy McVeigh, which is a complete asinine story, and a fertilizer truck.
I can tell you why that is. I'm going to tell you a little secret about mind programming, and if you study into it, you'll find out. See, mind programming is done by trauma. And when the explosion itself and the idea of the children being killed is the trauma. And so what they do with the news story is they keep showing you that over and over and over. And while they're showing you that, then they can program your mind with the idea of what they want you to know about that. And that's why these people are repeating it, because they've been programmed. Remember, in 9/11... You saw the buildings crashed into, and I must have seen it over 1,000 times, right? That's your trauma. That was how they traumatized America. And once they did that, what they did through the media was they kept telling you that it was Muslim terrorists, when we know now that it was done by Mossad, and our country let it happen. However, the programming is that it was these Muslim terrorists. You understand what I'm saying? So first you break the mind. Like how they do it with children is they might kill a cat right in front of a child, and that would make the child freak out because it's never seen anything so horrible before, right? and then they could program. What happens is your mind cracks up like a little mirror, and you can program each one of those pieces with a different person or a different altar or a different idea. And so that's what they were doing when they were showing the buildings being smashed over and over and over. That was the traumatization. There were Americans that were crying. There were people crying all over the place. But then through the news stories, they fed you the programming. That's why it's called programming. I mean, it's right in front of your face.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, David, I hate to say this, but we're out of time, buddy. So I'm going to have you come back on sometime if you're up for it. But before we close out, if you have any closing comments to make, and also let the folks know one more time what days of the week and what times your show is on.
Okay. I'll just do it real quick. Saxon's Creed is on Sundays at 1:30 Eastern time to 3, and then it's repeated on Tuesday at, it's repeated on Tuesday at, I believe, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If you go to Your Folk Radio, you'll find that. And then on Thursday, I believe it's 1900 hours or something to 21:30. And then I have my midweek news show, which is on at 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern time on Wednesday, and then it's repeated on Saturday at 10 o'clock. The encore, so you can hear it on Saturday morning or you can hear it on Wednesday morning. And thank you very much for listening to me, and thank you, Dan, for having me on. I enjoyed it, and I'd love to come on some other time if you want me to.
Absolutely. We'll do it again, David, and keep up the good work. Yahweh bless your heart, and we're going to win this thing, buddy.
We certainly are.
Hallelujah. Take care.
And you too. I've been enjoying your shows lately. Thanks for what you're doing, too, and all that you've done over the years.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, and Yahweh bless, and we'll get together again soon.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was David James, the host of Saxon's Creed, on EuroFolkRadio.com, and that's all together, EuroFolkRadio.com. Eurofolk Radio is very, very quickly becoming the very center hotspot for news, health information, truth of all kinds, and most importantly, the identity message, which is the true gospel as taught by the Christ himself and the other followers and disciples of Christ from 2,000 years ago up to the present time. Not this hogwash in churchianity. That's ridiculous. That's why churches, I refer to them as whitewashed sepulchres full of dead men's bones. Dead men's bones is a biblical way of saying spiritually dead people. They're not talking about a building full of white skeletons. That's ridiculous. It's talking about spiritually dead people. And praise Yahweh that Ezekiel tells us in chapter 37, there's a day coming when Yahweh will pour out his spirit on all of his children's flesh. And out of those valleys full of dead and dry bones, meaning spiritually dead white people, there will arise a mighty army. And guess what that army's for? Yeah, think about it. Those days are coming. So keep the prayers going. Stay alert. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of it is simply to deceive you and to divert your attention away from the things that matter. And you might say, well, Dan, what matters? Well, what matters is you, yourself, your loved ones, your family, and our race, because we are the race of Adam. We are the race of Jacob. We were put here to tend this garden, and we have failed miserably. We have allowed Satan and his little kids to interlope into the positions of authority that were meant for our people. And that's why we have total chaos on this planet. It's time to turn the tables. It's time for Adam to get off his ass and for us to do what we were put here to do. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Again, we do apologize for running over for just a minute. Let us close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you thanks for this opportunity to share together. We thank you for this word and this message getting out to your children all around the world. We thank you for fine folks like David James, who have taken the call from heaven above and with courage and a focus on the truth have been willing to step up to the plate and do the job that we were meant to do. We also thank Paul and his crew over there in England for putting together Eurofolk Radio and all the other watchmen that contribute to getting this word out. Forgive us our sins, Father. We know we have many. We're not perfect people, but we're trying, Father, and we love you with all our hearts. And we ask that you would forgive us these sins that we have, our shortcomings, and bless us for righteousness' sake, because faith is where righteousness is. Give us the credit that our righteous hearts have for you, Father. Give us clear discernment to see through the lies and deception, and then give us the courage to step forward and take action against the wicked, that they might be destroyed and put into the earth where they belong. We ask all these things in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.